It's the Steve Fast Show on WJBC. The Zika virus has been around for decades, and for most of that time, it was considered by health officials to be a mild disease. But beginning last summer, doctors in Brazil began to notice birth defects in children whose mothers had experienced Zika symptoms. By the beginning of this year, the problem had reached such a level in Brazil that there were calls to cancel the Summer Olympics in Rio. New York Times science reporter Donald G. McNeil Jr. has followed the story of this emerging health concern. He's written extensively about Zika for The Times and is the author of a new book on the subject, Zika, the Emerging Epidemic. And we welcome Donald G. McNeil Jr. to the program. Donald, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, Zika, epidemiologically speaking, is an unusual virus. It's very different from other mosquito-borne viruses we've seen, like West Nile virus. What vexes researchers about this?
Well, there are two things that are really different about it. It's the only mosquito-borne virus that seems to commonly cross the placenta and do damage to babies. And it's the only mosquito-borne virus that we've ever known of that's sexually transmitted also. And the crossing to do the damage to the unborn is horrifying as an effect of the virus. And the sexual transmission is just mind-boggling because viruses don't normally change the way they're transmitted or have sort of dual transmission routes like that, but this one does.
Well, when it comes to the birth defect issue, which is one of the more serious concerns with Zika, is that something that seems to be a recent mutation or a recent development? Zika has been identified for decades, right?
Yeah, it has been known for decades, but it hasn't been studied for decades. Zika is normally a mild disease, so it was discovered in a monkey in 1947, but between 1947 and 2007, there are less than 20 cases in humans were described, you know, over that 60-year period. It was only in 2007 when it turned up on an island in Micronesia in the South Pacific, and the CDC investigated because it was one of those islands that the U.S. and the Japanese fought over in World War II, and it still has sort of a relationship with the United States. That outbreak hit 73% of the island, but the island only had 6,000 people on it. So you don't, you know, if you have a somewhat rare event, I mean, if you have an event with a rare consequence like microcephaly, you don't expect it to show up. So it wasn't noticed until it hit Brazil last year that they realized it was microcephaly. Probably millions of women had the disease in Brazil.
Well, it seems to have developed into a full-on health panic in Brazil, as you say. You say probably millions have it. Do we know what caused the recent rise in the spread of Zika in Brazil?
Just that nobody there had ever had the disease before. It was new to the entire, it's new to this hemisphere. So we're what's called an immunologically naive population. No one has immunity. Sort of like the American Indians were when white people arrived on this continent. Whites brought measles and smallpox and a lot of other diseases that Indians had zero immunity to. And so, you know, ultimately that wiped out 90% of the Indian population on the Americas. It's a much milder disease, though. It's not to worry like that.
Even though it's a mild disease, it sounds as if the northern hemisphere, at least, is at high risk of it spreading rapidly. With all of these people attending the Summer Olympics in Rio here shortly, does this heighten the chances of people contracting Zika and then bringing it back home?
A couple of things sort of limit this. One is that there's already a huge amount of travel between the United States and all the places where Zika is transmitting now. I mean, Rio is one city in South America, and there are literally thousands of Americans getting off planes every day from Puerto Rico, from Brazil, from Mexico, from every island in the Caribbean, whatever. So if it was going to come here, it's already coming here. It's already been found in all 50 states, but only in travelers. The other thing that limits the spread is that it is, as far as we know, it is only spread in an epidemic manner by the Aedes aegypti mosquito. And although that mosquito has been found in 34 different states, it's really concentrated in Florida and the Deep South, you know, the Gulf Coast, and Southern California to some extent, and also parts of Hawaii. So it's not like it's going to reach northern Minnesota or places like that, or much of the country, probably.
We're talking with New York Times reporter Donald McNeil Jr. He is the author of a new book on Zika called Zika, the Emerging Epidemic. You mentioned that it's been found in all 50 states already, but my guess is that anybody that had it either contracted it while traveling somewhere where they could have gotten bit by the mosquito, or that person that was bit by the mosquito then transmitted it sexually, I'm assuming, to someone else, because mosquitoes aren't going to fly from Brazil to even Florida or someplace like that.
Mosquitoes rarely fly more than a couple of blocks in their lifetime, this kind of mosquito. So, no, it's not about mosquitoes traveling the world. It's about people traveling the world with a virus in their blood and getting off a plane in a place where the right kind of mosquito is around. Yeah, as far as we know, the cases all over the United States are entirely in travelers who've just returned, or in a few cases, people who've had sex with those travelers. And that's a small number relative to the total number of travelers cases.
The World Health Organization, they were asked whether or not they wanted to rule that the Olympics might be unsafe, and there was talk about canceling it. And that is considered a low risk. But in Brazil, this is a very serious problem, and Brazilian officials have taken some kind of extreme measures with their recommendations, at least some of them have. First, tell us a little bit about the type of birth defects that can happen if a mother or a prospective mother contracts Zika, and what the measures that Brazilians are taking in light of this now are.
Okay. The effects of this disease on a fetus are everything from the baby dying in the womb to the baby being born with a tiny skull and tiny brain within that skull, which is basically devastating. Some of these babies die in the first week of life. Some of them grow up so that they may be blind, they may be deaf, they may not be able to suck at the breast or swallow properly. They may have difficulties breathing because of deformities, and many of them are never going to grow up to lead a normal life. They'll have a hard time walking, controlling their bowels, and things like that. It's a completely devastating illness in the severe cases, and it means needing a lifetime of care. What the Brazilians have done, the thing that caught my eye when I first heard about this back in December was that one Brazilian health official said to women, look, if you can, please try to avoid getting pregnant right now. Please just avoid having babies, because they recognized that the disease was everywhere, that no amount of mosquito control they tried to do was working. They had tried to control the mosquitoes in Brazil for years because they had outbreaks of dengue and chikungunya, which are transmitted by the same mosquitoes. And also, there's no vaccine, and there's no prospect of a vaccine for at least a couple of years. So, and it wasn't just the Brazilians, it was several other countries' health ministers. Now remember, this is all suggestion to women. This is not ordering women not to have babies. This is saying, look, if you can, please try to delay pregnancy. You know, one country, El Salvador, said for 2 years. Other countries said, look, until we have a better handle on this problem or until the high mosquito transmission season is over. I mean, there's a fair amount of evidence that these epidemics peak and then disappear, that it will blow through a population, infect 50, 60, 70% of the people. And then once everybody's immune to it, the virus disappears. So women could, in theory, delay pregnancy for one summer, one high transmission season, and then go on in the future to have babies perfectly safely.
And when you look at how this virus has dual ways, at least, of spreading, there's also some indications that if someone is pregnant, that they refrain from sexual intercourse with somebody that has been in a high-risk area or maybe even has contracted the disease, because the pregnant woman can then catch it. And apparently, even if you've had it, it can sort of stay in your body for a long time. So somebody could get mildly ill from Zika, get better from the symptoms, but the virus can still survive for a while.
In rare cases, that seems to happen in men. This is not every man. This is not the majority by any means. But in rare cases, the virus has been found in men's semen as long as 2 months after they've recovered from an infection. And the assumption is that the virus, in rare cases, breaks into the testicles and stays there, because once it breaks in, it's also hard for the body's immune system to get at. These are parts of the body that are called immunologically privileged. The inside of your eyes are like that, too. And that's why there was an Ebola patient who got Ebola disease inside his eye. It actually changed the color of his eye. This is sort of a famous case back a couple of years ago. So there's some risk. It's not great. But what the World Health Organization said about Rio was that absolutely no pregnant women should go to Rio, and any men who go to Rio who are their partners should be extremely careful when they get back. You know, you don't know whether or not you've had a silent infection. Although August is Rio's winter, and part of the reason they said there was not so much to worry about, winter isn't Jack Frost and snow weather, but there is much lower rates of mosquito transmission in Rio in August, maybe 5% of what it is in January and February. So there's much lower chances of the disease being transmitted.
perhaps not life-threatening to everyone, but certainly an unusual and kind of mysterious disease. And I appreciate you talking with us about this morning. Donald G. McNeil, Jr. writes for the New York Times, and he has a new book about Zika. It's called Zika, the Emerging Epidemic. Donald, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
This is Steve Fast Show on WJBC.